We are Cyan Sophie. This is Coastal News, a home and away podcast, your weekly episode companion podcast for your favourite Aussie soap.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Coastal News, home and away podcast. This is our first look episode. But before that, don't forget that we upload our main weekly podcast episode every Saturday morning where we talk about all the drama from last week in Summer Bay. So if you haven't listened to that already, go back and have a listen to that main episode. But if you're ready for some spoilers, you want to know what's coming up this week on the show, then you're in the right place. Because what we're going to do now is have a little sneaky peek ahead to the synopses of the episodes that are going to be airing this week on Channel 5 and 5 Star in the UK. And as always, I'm joined by Si. Hi, Si.
Drew.
Hello, are you alright?
Yeah, are you?
Yes, thank you.
Gosh, that, good. That was efficient.
Was it?
That was good. Yeah.
I'm still caffeinated. I'm all a bit jittery, so sorry.
Send a tweet, send an email, listen to yesterday's and get here for spoilers now. Let's get on with it.
Are you ready for it? Yeah, are you ready for spoilers?
I can always be.
Are you ready to find out what we're going to be subjected to next week?
Hit me.
It does feel a bit like that at the moment. It feels like opening Pandora's box and like, am I going to enjoy this storyline or not? Rip the plaster off.
Going to get good. Trust me. It's gonna
okay.
We've set it all up last week.
Okay, let's see what happens. But before that, though, Mister, I want an episode number from you.
Right. Our recording is messed up. Isn't
I know.
It?
Yeah.
At the minute. And we are watching all over the show. So we might come unstuck here. Right. 8,000. We know that. Right.
Yes. For the next 3 years, we know.
So we've got that in the bag. So I know we're 200 because I seem to remember you last week telling me we've ticked over to 200. So we're 8,200. Now I don't think we're into double figures yet. It must be close though. Oh no. Can you hear the cogs?
I can.
Right. It must be something like 8. Something. It's 8,208 is my final answer.
Are you sure? That's your final answer. Yeah. I don't want to phone a friend.
No, because you're my only home and away friend that would know when you're out here.
Okay. Let me put it into the booby bob machine.
Booby bob, yeah.
No, you're one out.
Oh,
so you've got one too high. It's 8,207.
Oh, really? Oh,
yes. Okay. Yes.
We're closer to 10 than that. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, so yeah, just one out. Close though. Maybe half a glass of Prosecco for that.
No.
Yeah. No?
Without, you're all right.
Okay. Right. Top of the week then. We've got
Caribbean rum.
Oh no, you've still got the rum. Just pour it down the toilet. Come on. No. And your meaty crisps. No, not interested. Anyway, side note on that. Top of the week, Leah asks Justin for more time. Okay, so this was what I mentioned on the main ep yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah, where he overhears that conversation on the phone. I don't know who she's phoning, maybe a counsellor or something.
No, you are right. We're getting subjected again.
Yeah, subjected. Okay, let's move on.
We're left Friday on a high.
Okay, let's not move on.
Back up. Sorry, okay.
Go on, tell me. Tell me what you're thinking.
No, go on. Move on.
Are you sure? I felt like you needed to get something off your chest there.
I'm just a bit fed up of like Leah and Justin. I'm sorry.
It's the roller coaster, isn't it? Like, and we know that this goes.
It's a roller coaster that just goes round.
It's a pointless roller coaster. It's one that's like, it's not even exciting.
Yeah.
Yes. It's one of the ones that doesn't go upside down. It doesn't have the big drop. It's just one of those ones that just keeps going round and round on the track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like one of those haunted house, you know, in like the fair that pops up in town and it's supposed to be a haunted house.
I love those. I love the really, really crap haunted houses. Yes. And it's just, all it is you and a bunch of mirrors and your face in the dark. And you're like, it's that over is scary. It is scary seeing your face in a mirror in the dark.
God, I must have been on them for like 20 years.
Oh, really? Oh, no, I've been on one much more recently than that. And then my friend, you know, you go in like two at a time. You know the ones where you ride around on a track? This is a total segue. You get in like a little car and it takes you around the haunted house, doesn't it? Mm. On like a track. And me and my friend went in the car first, and then my other two friends were behind us and they weren't allowed to go in yet because the other car was still going around inside with someone else in it. So they went in later, and then when they came out, they said that when they were standing outside listening to us going in, all they could hear was me howling, laughing, coming from inside the haunted house. They said, like, every 2 minutes, they just heard an eruption of laughter, and it was just me howling at something that popped out in front of us or whatever. They were like, we were just stood there with the person who was running the ride, listening to you howling. I was like, I'm sorry. I was having a whale of a time. I bloody loved it. It was hilarious. Oh dear. Don't go in a haunted house with me. I'm apparently very embarrassing.
I kind of want to. I'm not going to lie.
It's like we could just hear you howling. I was like, it's hilarious. Oh dear. Anyway, moving on. Off the roller coaster, out of the haunted house. So, what have we got? We've got Mac bristles at the word of Levi's other life. Now, we saw this in the first look trailer thing, didn't we?
Yeah. Oh.
It's the B word. Because actually, you know when Eden went to visit Levi and we had talk of babies, didn't we? But at that point, it was hypothetical. It was, you know, babies, the talk of babies on the table. Imogen was drinking wine, wasn't she? She was drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. So my mind at that point was she's not pregnant. But then there was the whole, that conversation in, looks like it's in Salt, doesn't it? Where she's talking about meeting Imogen and she says something about, and they're going to have a family soon. And somebody says, oh, is she pregnant then? And then it cut away and there was no answer, but you saw Mac's face drop, didn't you?
Yeah, which was really odd because like you say, she'd been on the booze.
Yeah, and it wasn't like I'm pregnant. It was like we're talking about starting a family. It was a bit weird because it's basically just like I'm trying to convince your brother to have sex with me and protected sex with me so that we can have a child. It was a bit weird, but I got the impression she wasn't pregnant. They were just talking about starting a family.
Yeah, same. It's just something that she wanted.
Mm. So I think, is it one of those classic soap things where Max walked away at that point and doesn't hear the answer and Eden's gone, oh, no, they're not pregnant yet, but they're going to, you know, they want children. But Mac doesn't hear that. She's just heard, oh, is she pregnant?
The stick. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't, even if not, though, Mac will have heard enough to realise, because in Mac's mind, she isn't the other woman.
Yeah, that's true.
I think Mac's got delusions here, like, about this whole relationship. So she, whatever it is, she'll have heard it. They rocked, you know, as that tells her that this plans and I mean, why you wouldn't think that when he's married to this woman? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think she just convinced herself that he loves her.
She's so stupid. Really let down. Anyway. Zen.
Let's move on. Okay, so the next line is Bree listens to her heart. So it's the most cryptic thing I've ever read. What's Bree's heart telling her?
She got the Doctors Without Borders thing, didn't she?
Oh, yes. I forgot about that because it was so boring. Yes.
Yeah. And it starts in Belgium in exactly 2 weeks' time.
That was it.
Of all places.
Not only has she left her grieving mother to go back and see her boyfriend, now she's going to leave the country and leave her grieving mother. Even though she feels so guilty about her dad dying and her not seeing her parents for a year, she's now going to vacate the country Well, her mum is grieving. I don't get this storyline. Please explain it to me.
Yeah. Oh, all you need to know is Brie is going to be in Belgium. And so are two other people from the show.
And we're not, are we? You're not convincing me to go to Belgium. I was in tears about that earlier. You were like, Belgium? I was like, no, we've been there, done that. Bored.
Chocolate?
The chocolate's nice, but I can get Belgian chocolate, you know, in the co-op. So I don't need to go to Belgium.
Anyway, with time. Anyway.
You've got time to convince me, that's what you mean. Leah has the opportunity to further heal.
What, as in go back in?
Yeah, she's going back to the trauma clinic.
Oh, bloody hell.
Oh, I don't
know. But, I mean, that's what marriage does to the girl.
Mm.
Just the thought of it sends her to a trauma clinic.
Ditto. Yeah. Where is this trauma clinic? I think I need to go in there.
Sign me up.
Oh, dear. Okay. Well, there's a lot of heart going on this week. So the next line is Dana puts her heart on the line.
Dana's been talking to Irene too much. Irene's going to be like, YOLO, love. You need to tell me. Feel.
Oh, Irene with her immaculate love life with all the advice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Si, brace yourself.
Oh, bloody hell. Hang on. Right. Go on, braced.
Are you ready? Listen to this. The anonymous donor is revealed.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord. What day is that? What day is that?
Tuesday 6:30 or Wednesday 6 o'clock.
Excuse me. Yeah.
And I think I know who it is because I've just seen the next episode. So I think I might know who it is.
What, you've watched the episode or?
No, I've just read the next line of the next episode.
Are you skipping the line for us and the listener?
Shall I?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I'll skip it.
Why not keep us in this state of suspense you've been for absolute weeks? For a little bit longer.
Okay. I'll skip over that line that reveals who it is. And I'll move on to, has Xander lost a friend? Lost a friend. Oh, Dana.
Yeah, but gained a lover. See, but that's,
has he told her no? Has he said no? I'm not interested.
Yeah, that makes it sound like he's pied her off, doesn't it? What?
Are you okay? No, I took a big gulp of Lucozade as you said pied her off, and that phrase always makes me laugh, and then I couldn't swallow my drink, so I was like, I'm dying.
I'm sorry, have you just redecorated?
I was trying so hard not to spit it on the floor. Oh, I thought I was going to drown then. Note to self, don't drink while Si makes funny jokes. Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Death on the pod. Phew. I managed to stop laughing long enough to swallow my Lucozade and not spray
more
it.
More exciting than over the way right now.
This is unhinged. Oh, dear. I told you I was tired and exhausted and my brain was a mess. Tane makes a startling discovery. Startling discovery. What's Tane discovered?
Has he struck oil?
That would be kind of startling. Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. We'll have to move on, I think. So Kirby issues Valerie with a warning.
This I'm not going to enjoy because Kirby's the jealous ex. Valerie's going to... I don't know if I'm going to enjoy this, to be honest. I don't know what it is about Kirby. Even though I'm not really Team Val, Kirby, I couldn't get behind Kirby for some reason.
No, I mean, they've been split up for a long, long time now, haven't they, for a soap anyway. And it was her decision. You know, she dumped him. He wasn't very keen on the idea. She kind of went off the rails, did her own thing, and then came crawling back. She's still treating... I still think the way that she treats Theo isn't very nice.
Yeah.
I don't like the way she treats him. I don't feel like she treats him like an adult who's got his own mind and... I don't know. I feel like she's very bossy towards him. And I feel, I don't know. It makes me uncomfortable.
And, like, what is she up to these days? Like,
and she's not like this with the others. Like, Eden, she's literally doing nothing. You know, she's making excuses to go and see her brother because Cash is unavailable because Cash has got another job. But Eden's not getting off her ass and getting a job. She's not getting off her ass and doing anything to do with Lyric. Remy's got an excuse that he can't play any music right now. Because obviously he's just had heart surgery, so he's fine. We shouldn't be badgering. But why is she not? Why does she pick on Theo but doesn't pick on Eden as much and say, Eden, do an interview, do a print interview or a phone interview, or Eden, come and do this gig with us? Because Eden can sing, so you know, even if she's not playing acoustic bass, I don't think acoustic bass is a thing, but they're doing this acoustic set, aren't they? Mm-hmm. Theo and Kirby, there's no reason that Eden can't join in and sing Song for Cash acoustically.
True, and it's the best one.
It is the best one. So why is Kirby pecking Theo all the time about band, you and me have got to keep the band going, and yet Eden doesn't have to do anything?
It's because he's seeing band.
It is just because of that. She wants to just, like, take up all his time so that he hasn't got time to find another girlfriend. And she's controlling him and telling him what to do all the time. And it makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
Yeah. Not sure. So you're not looking forward to that storyline?
No. Not really.
Right, let's see what else we've got.
sorry.
No, I feel the same. If there's anything else that we can dig out for next week. Mackenzie makes her position clear. Oh, dear.
She wants to be... Well, you know, she's high maintenance, Mackenzie, isn't she? She wants to be his number one priority.
Yeah.
And the reality of this affair, she's not thought this through.
No.
And in real terms, in practice, it's not for her.
No.
And she's struggling to see it, isn't she?
Yeah, she made a very flippant comment, didn't she, this week, where she was like, I need you to tell me your thoughts. Where do you think we're going? Because if I need to get out of this, I need to get out now before I get hurt. Mm-hmm. I don't want to get heartbroken. And I thought, it's too late. You're already there.
You're already
too invested. You know, if he walks away now, you'd be heartbroken. So you're not walking away before you're getting your heart broken. You'd be walking away as you're getting your heart broken.
And like, I mean, I've never been in her position.
No.
But like, who says that? Like, no. I can imagine it's something you don't do. You don't go, where's this going? You just
not this early.
You just. That's the whole point of it. You're just in the moment, like.
But even if he was single, you wouldn't ask this early on, I don't think. So if they'd met in a bar and they were both single and they've been on, like, no dates, actually, these two, spent a couple of nights together, you all of a sudden you wouldn't be like, so do you like me? Do you see us having a future?
But this is a Mac thing. She falls hard and fast every time.
She does. It's daddy issues, isn't it? It's need validation from a man because I didn't get it from my dad.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually really interesting, and it's equal measure interesting and irritating about her, isn't it? Because on the one hand, she's independent, Mac, doesn't need no man. But on the other hand, she's never had a man in her life that's been stable. And she does seek that validation from a man that will come in and look after her and make her feel safe because she never had it. I think.
I think you're on the money. Yeah.
Marley is worrying about Tane. Now, Tane made a startling discovery on Wednesday, and on Thursday, Marley is worrying about Tane.
Right, so he didn't strike gold.
something startling that wasn't good startling. Bad startling.
Bad startling.
It's too vague.
Yeah, that's worried Mal. I mean, poor Mal has got everyone's worried on his shoulders, hasn't he? Blimey. Okay, we'll have to just watch that one, I'm afraid, Sophie.
Yeah, okay. Right, to end the week then, we've got Theo is hooked on the high.
Yeah, could have told you that.
Yeah, is it the high of the drugs or the high of Valerie, though?
I think they're one and the same, they're synonymous.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, he can't have one without the other now, maybe. Oh, a hurt Valerie draws boundaries. Who's hurt her? Would it be
Kirby?
Oh, yeah. Kirby gave her a serve, didn't he? Didn't she, even?
Yeah, but also we have to know as well that Theo and Valerie have been sleeping together.
Mm.
So he's hooked on the high. Has he knocked her back? I don't know.
Don't know. Or could it be something to do with Leah? Like maybe Leah's decided that she's healed and she doesn't need Valerie in her house anymore. I don't know.
But then what boundary would Valerie be setting there?
I've no idea.
It's got to be Theo related. Mm. You have to think Theo's in this state, isn't he, where he's the one driving the benders. Like he's like, I'm going to pay for it. Let's do it again. Mm. Need, want.
He's got the money, hasn't he, as well?
He's got, well, apparently. Yeah, you have to wonder whether she's a bit like, whoa, okay, like this is too much.
Mm.
I'm gonna take a better step back. I don't know. I'm just making this up as we go now.
I'm into it. Whatever you're concluding. I'm seeing it. And then the last line of the week gets more cryptic for Tane. So we've had Tane made a startling discovery. We've had Marley is worried about Tane, and now we've got Tane faces a roadblock. Now, is this a police roadblock? Is it a metaphorical roadblock? What is Tane doing with his life at the moment? I can't listen. None of this is making any sense to me.
Faces a roadblock.
Yeah.
Oh, God, Rose, this new position's going to her head.
she's completely fenced off the town from the outside world, and he's just trying to go to Yabby Creek to get some more protein shakes. He's not allowed out of the town. I don't know. It's so vague.
What is he doing?
What is he doing?
Please take the time to like, subscribe, and review Coastal News wherever you source your podcasts, and ensure you never miss an episode.